All right, let's talk some football. Week 9, college football. Oh, yeah. All right, let's go. Let's go. Ohio State, Wisconsin, going to break down a few thoughts I have there. Then we're going to go through a few different games. Basically, I have like 3 picks right now. I've narrowed it down to, but we're going to cover a few more games that I had been looking at previously. We will start with Ohio State, Wisconsin. Ohio State goes to Wisconsin to play a night game. So a big road test coming off the Penn State game. Talk of potential letdown spot. I've gone back and forth here in my mind. So Wisconsin is on a backup quarterback. Their previous quarterback hadn't been playing that great, but he at least gave them a little bit on the ground. So that added to their run game. They're also down a running back they had earlier in the season that was a really nice complement to their stud beast of a running back, Braylon Allen. Braylon Allen now basically their entire offense. They did have a few pass catchers step up last week. I was watching that Illinois game with Wisconsin, but it's basically Braylon Allen. That's the entire offense. Huge running back, like 240 range. Definite pro prospect at the running back position. So Ohio State's going in there to take him on. Yeah, and Wisconsin's defense been pretty average on the year, not the Wisconsin defenses of the past. They have been pretty good, though. Going through some of the numbers, one thing that they have been pretty good at is not allowing long passes. They are top 10 at yards per pass attempt for their opponents. So that stuck out to me. However, watching that Illinois game last week with Wisconsin, Illinois did do a lot of damage with their running quarterback against Wisconsin. Obviously, Ohio State really won't have that threat, especially without Devin Brown. Illinois in their traditional run game, they were finding success like off tackle with like outside zone type stuff, which is what Ohio State runs. Travion Henderson coming back for Ohio State, you know, maybe that's a weakness that he can exploit. I hope he's 100%. They say he is. Sounds like Egbuka should be good to go too. So we should be getting basically the full, you know, the full crew here for Ohio State. So I was hoping Dallin Hayden would play last week, but that isn't what they decided to do. I think we can get through this week just fine. You know, if it's Travion Henderson, Mayan Williams, whatever combination, I'm not really worried about that. But in the future, I think for this Ohio State team to reach its ceiling, it does need to be Dallin Hayden, Travion Henderson. I don't know if that's something they'll ever do. Dallin Hayden does need to improve as a pass blocker. So maybe that's something that he can improve at to get on the field more over Mayan Williams. Mayan Williams, I'm sure they just love him by the goal line, you know, big back. But that's just my thoughts on that. As I said, Illinois rushing quarterback gave Wisconsin a lot of fits last week, something Ohio State can't replicate. But I do think they could have some success running like their outside zone that they have been running all season. Ohio State's defense obviously continues to play great. And against this freshman quarterback, it's hard to imagine him, you know, having any success at all. Ohio State leads the country in opponent yards per pass attempt. I mean, their secondary. Last week, they were missing their top cover corner. Didn't matter. Jordan Hancock comes in, plays great. True freshman, Jermaine Matthews, plays great. It's just like these guys are so good back there. The safety has been so good. They come up and play the run. Just a dangerous defense overall for Ohio State. And most of the money is on Ohio State in this game. It's like 80%. I do think a lot of sharp bettors will play the angle that it's a letdown spot. You know, Luke Fickell, Wisconsin's coach, played at Ohio State, was Ohio State's interim coach. This is probably a big game for him. I understand that as well. So that is a factor to consider. This will be the biggest game for Wisconsin this season, you know, like at home at night, Ohio State. So will be a tough spot. Can see a potential letdown. I could see that as an Ohio State fan, but I am more leaning that Ohio State takes care of business again here. Ohio State is 4-2 on the spread this season. And it's kind of, I think, under the radar that they are starting to cover. You know, they covered their last 3. The first 2 games they didn't cover, but again, last 3 games they covered. They pushed versus Notre Dame. I mean, that was -3, 3-point win. So I kind of like riding this Ohio State streak, even in a tough environment. Because again, I mean, Wisconsin's quarterback is not going to be able to move them down the field. So what is the big X factor? Well, the big X factor is that Kyle McCord, he has been very lucky with his turnover-worthy plays so far this season. The ball has been bouncing in his favor quite a bit. For example, last week, he coughs it up against Penn State. They return it for a touchdown. but there was a penalty that gets brought back and Ohio State scores. So there's been a few different scenarios like that, that near pick on the final drive against Notre Dame, all these different things. So if a couple of those go the wrong way in this game, in this hostile environment, it's not hard to imagine Wisconsin kind of sticking around, playing tight, and you know, keeping this within 14.5. It is -14.5 right now. That's what it's basically been. I think maybe when this line first opened, whenever it was a few points higher, but the last few days been sticky at 14.5. So I would lean Ohio State, not a game I'm personally betting, not one of my picks here, but I do just want to ride the Ohio State wave of covering Ryan Day. Whatever your feelings are about him, pretty good in these quote-unquote letdown spots so far as Ohio State's coach. So I like, I would lean Ohio State in that one. I was trying to think of any other angles I wanted to hit there. I do think that McCord, you know, if he plays a really clean game and doesn't turn the ball over, I think Ohio State covers. I basically think that is the, that's the big X factor for me, just because Ohio State's defense is so unbelievable. Maybe another angle you take here is like Wisconsin team total under 13.5 is the most recent I saw it. I'm guessing, don't know for sure, just 15.5, excuse me. So that's not a bad number if you think Ohio State can hold them to 14, which I think is pretty likely. Let's get into some picks. So last week gave 5, we went 3-2. I did play it as a parlay. Let's not do that anymore. Let's just do individual picks. If you want to parlay anything, have at it. But I'll probably just play these individually. I may pair two of them. So the three that I like, I narrowed it down to, I like Oklahoma. They're going against Kansas. We'll break down each of these individually. Oklahoma, I like Tennessee at Kentucky, and Colorado State. I did alt line the 14.5. That line may have even moved to 14.5 over Air Force. Big Air Force fans. We talked before about they're one of our favorite teams in the country. However, this game is sandwiched between two academy games. It's at Colorado State. I don't know a damn thing about Colorado State. Can't tell you one player. All I know is that they are really bad on defense against the pass, which doesn't matter against Air Force. They're fine against the run. Again, I think Air Force definitely is going to win. We love Air Force. Okay, we love Air Force. Yes, this line is Air Force -14.5 now. I'm probably plugging in Colorado State +14.5. Again, can't tell you a player on Colorado State. Don't know anything about them. This is purely by the numbers. Everyone is on Air Force here. Again, I think one of the, not everyone, 66% of the bets, but, you know, tons of respect for Air Force, but they run the piss out of the ball. They have like 8-minute drives this game. You know, they could dominate this game and still not cover the spread. And I just think they're kind of due for another tight one here. The quarterback's still coming back from injury. He's a big play guy. So if he's not 100%, that takes away a little bit from their offense. Not my favorite play here. My favorite play is one of these two. So Oklahoma at Kansas. Kansas +9.5. So this is in Kansas. I think this is like the big noon kickoff or whatever the hell Fox does. So a big game in Kansas. No Jalen Daniels for Kansas, their quarterback, but they've had this Bean kid come in. Very, very serviceable backup. Solid. Guys, Oklahoma has been, dare I say, disrespected all season. I never see anyone pick Oklahoma, never see anyone talk about Oklahoma. They're number 6 in the country right now, and they did have a letdown spot last week. Oklahoma did, coming off the Texas game against Central Florida. Central Florida nearly took that game to overtime, missed a late 2-point conversion. But, you know, other than that, Oklahoma has been pretty consistent this season. They are 6-1 against the spread. Obviously, just last week was the one that they were unable to cover. And this one's pretty evenly bet as far as where the money and the tickets are going. So I think Oklahoma comes back. That game last week against Central Florida just kind of, they did move the ball fairly well against Oklahoma. They controlled the clock, and that's what kept that game really tight. We had some special teams things happen in that one, block kick, some big plays before the half. So kind of a weird game environment there. I think Oklahoma comes back and plays well. Again, tough environment. We're not going to take anything away from Kansas. It's going to be a tough place to play here. I like Oklahoma -9.5 on Saturday. It's a noon kickoff. Again, in Kansas, biggest game of the year for Kansas, but I think Oklahoma and company is the numbers line up there, and I think they bounce back and play pretty well this week in Kansas. And the thing about Oklahoma too, if you're thinking about other ways to play this, they have they lead the nation in first half points per game. I bet their first half line a couple weeks ago at Iowa State. They smashed that. So that could be another angle to play here. Oklahoma at Kansas, if you want to play like Oklahoma -6.5 when I looked earlier, is what that was. And the other one I like a lot is Tennessee. I don't like that these aren't clean spots. You know, I'd rather have the home team in a good, you know, in a good situation, but Oklahoma on the road and Tennessee on the road at Kentucky. Kentucky's getting 3.5, 51.5 point over under here. Both teams are 4-2 against the spread. Kentucky kicked my ass earlier in the year when I tried to bet Florida going into Kentucky. I'm going to do it again. I'm going to take Tennessee here. I think last week against Alabama, yeah, they kind of shit down their leg in the second half. Joe Milton at quarterback for Tennessee, you know, basically blew the game with that turnover late. But for most of that game, I got the impression that Joe Milton was kind of settling into that offense and they were starting to use, really figure out how to use him. Joe Milton's like, you know, really athletic, amazing arm, talented, but just questionable as a passer and kind of raw there. So people always like to bash him. I think he's kind of coming into his own. They're playing around him well. So I'm going to go with Tennessee here. I think they have too much offense and their defense is also pretty solid. Kentucky somewhat limited offensively. They like to run the ball, but I think Tennessee is going to outscore them on Saturday. I might just do Tennessee money line. It's -176 right now, a little juicy, but if you wanted maybe do alt spread, get below that field goal, Tennessee -2.5. Don't hate that there, but I do think Tennessee is starting to play better. Again, solid defensively, and if they start playing, you know, the receivers were making plays last week for Milton. We know that they can run the ball too. I think Tennessee, you know, they're 4-2 against the spread so far this year. I think they could very easily make it 5-2. I like them. Again, either money line, -2.5. I might just end up eating the 3.5 and playing the spread as it is. So those are the big three for me. Really, it's Oklahoma, Tennessee at the top. If you want to mix in Colorado State, +14.5 against Air Force, that's more of just, honestly, guys, just a gut feel. That is just a gut feel by the numbers and the way the kind of the game stacks up. I've watched Air Force play a few times, sweated them out a few times, but I do think Colorado State covers. So a few other games that I was looking at here. So BYU at Texas, my God. So like a couple of days ago, I looked at this and it was like 16.5. I was like, oh yeah, Texas, let's go. Maybe it was 17.5. And I was thinking about getting it below 216.5. But, you know, Texas Quinn Ewers, their star quarterback, he's hurt. But Texas has like two other kids that are high recruits and can step in and play. This is at home for Texas. And Jonathan Brooks at running back has really emerged as one of the top runners in the country. The lines on FanDuel represent that. This kid's like -340 for a touchdown, which is crazy. So I think Texas is going to run all over him, play a great game. I was listening to Phil Steele a little bit, and he was talking about how BYU has kind of been not gotten lucky, but they're not as good as the record would indicate is what the numbers would suggest. So I'll ride with Phil on this one too. I think Texas plays well. However, the reason it's not like a pick for me, and I'm not sure what I'll do with it right now, even though I can see Texas winning by 3 touchdowns here, but I don't like betting into a move that's, you know, this point spread is moved by like 3 points in a day and a half. Again, it was probably, I think it was Texas 17.5, and now it's 20.5, still below 3 touchdowns, but that's a lot of money and action coming in on Texas. I think a lot of people realizing that they have capable backups there, even though Quinn Ewers is out. So I'm a little hesitant on that one. I still, maybe if I do a full parlay, Texas, I'll do an alt line with Texas. I do think they play well, though, behind the backup quarterback. Colorado at UCLA, 4:30 local time. So not a night game in UCLA. It is in UCLA, though. So Colorado, we know the story on them by now, but people continue to bet them at a high rate, 80% of the money and tickets on Colorado this week. UCLA is a legit like top 20. They're ranked 23rd right now, but you know, the defense is for real. Okay on offense. This one's in UCLA and everyone's just pounding Colorado. If you want to be like on the sharp side, go back to UCLA. Okay. Lay the 15.5 at home. I just, for me, the numbers all, if I take my heart out of it, UCLA is just a lock play by, I think what sharp bettors would look at. I think UCLA is. But I just have this weird feeling about Colorado that I had early in the season. Remember, early in the season, we said everyone was counting them off. Couple games, then jump off the bandwagon. That's what happened. Now I kind of have this feeling they could play well again in a big one, but, you know, in all these stages, we just see them shit the bed multiple times. So, yeah, I'm just kind of staying away from that one. But I do think if you that personally, but again, if I think you'd be really on the sharp side here if you take UCLA for what it's worth against Colorado. Texas A&M, this one lines up well for them playing South Carolina. Texas A&M has the highest sack percentage in the country. And if you've watched South Carolina play at all, boy, man, their quarterback, Spencer Rattler, has just been under pressure all year. I actually think he's pretty solid. People like to rag on him too. I think he's kind of a gamer, but their offense line's like non-existent. So this one lines up really well for Texas A&M. It's Texas A&M minus 16.5. The money's actually pretty mixed on this. I do think this was down at 14.5 a couple days ago. So people are hitting Texas A&M. It's starting to even out right now. We do see some tickets coming in for South Carolina, it looks like, according to FanDuel at least. So 16.5 right now. I don't know if I want to lay that number, but I do want to point out Texas A&M. Excuse me. Texas A&M back at home. Still a very talented roster, and they line up, you know, really well against South Carolina. Their strength versus South Carolina's weakness. If you want to lay that number or get it down to, you know, 14, around 14, don't mind that. And final one here, Oregon State minus 3.5 at Arizona. Red Fox special. You know we love the Beavers here. Arizona is 5-1 versus spread. We should at least mention that. They can put up points in Arizona, but you know where I'm going with it. It's the Beavers. The Beavers money line to cap off the night once again. Not an official play for me, but if I was picking a side, obviously I'm on the Beavers. And I always love throwing in a Beavers nightcap on my long shot parlay of the day. So don't mind it. Red Fox approved. And most of the money is actually on Arizona. Tickets on Oregon State. So probably sharp action on Arizona. I understand that. But, you know, the Beavers are a brand play. It is what it is. Sometimes you gotta be on the side of the Beavers, even when the sharps are across the street. That's just the way it is. All right, that's it for this week. Again, I think Ohio State can cover if McCord doesn't have any turnovers, which so far he has been very fortunate on. I like Oklahoma minus 9.5. I like Tennessee minus 3.5. Colorado State plus 14.5. I would kind of lean Texas, but watch that line. I would lean UCLA if you want to be on the sharp side, but I have a weird Colorado tingle coming up my legs once again. And Texas A&M, no, I really don't know what to do with that one. It's a big number. Texas A&M kind of has underperformed at times this year. I do think they could crush South Carolina, though. And Oregon State, the Beavers, brand play. Take it home Saturday night. All right, I got to get out of here. Thank you, Australia. You're all beautiful.